Did it slip a kiss? Somebody tell. Did it slip a kiss? Somebody tell. Is she for keeps? Ay, ay. Somebody tell me, is she? Somebody tell. Is she for keeps? Oh, is she for keeps? Somebody tell. Is she for keeps? Somebody tell me, is she? Put them diamonds in them bangles.
Shine.
Like the way she take them pictures in some angles.
Flash.
Like the way she keep her business all personal. You know, you know, you know, you fit me. You get me, you get me, you get me. Drop off your old boy and get with me, get me. Heard it slippery, heard it's wet like seaweed. Moonwalking on slabs, she live life like Bab. Nails and hair all on, shopping spree in Hong Kong. Ass fat in the jeans, she don't like to wear thongs. She gon' make you sing this song. Is she for keeps? Pour this drink for me. Smoke this dope for me. Drive around with me. Ay, just for keepsake, she gon' lead the way. I might fall back and go count up a large bag.
Is she for keeps? Ay, ay.
Somebody tell me, is she? Somebody tell. Is she for keeps? For keeps.
Somebody tell.
Is she for keeps?
Yeah, yeah,
somebody
yeah.
Tell me, is she?
Murk it, I'm a murk it. Bitches, my sons. I use a circuit, got him hurting. He know for certain. Caught me that Birkin, baby, nervous. I make them nervous. I make them nervous when them bum bitches in my town. All my real niggas alert us. He say, damn, baby, you bad. I say, I commit murders. When the black start to get hot, he know I'll hide his burners. I'm for keeps. I am for keeps. She can't compete. He ain't stupid enough to lose me to another nigga in them streets. Ooh, they salty. I know they shawty, please say the Barbie, please say the Barbie. I'm the bad bitch that all the bad bitches fuck with. She a mad bitch if she ain't fucking with me, suck dick. This piece flooded out, cost about $1.06. Pull up on a bum bitch and be like, what up, sis? Rap bitches is on my nuts, call them Chip and Dale. These bitches can't see me, they should all be reading Braille. Pull off in that GT with some Seagram ginger ale. Tell that bitch I'm Oprah, she couldn't even be Gail. I'm me. When will these girls ever see? You will never be Nikki. And that's the real Kiki.
Is she for keeps? Ay, ay. Somebody tell me, is she? Somebody tell. Is she for keeps? For keeps.
Somebody tell.
Is she for keeps?
Yeah, yeah,
somebody
yeah.
Tell me, is she?
Yo, 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 what is up? It's Jay here, and to sadly today, Queen is not with me, but we do have a new guest on. Say hello to my newest co-host, Keith.
Hey, John. I hail from Southeast, so I know a lot of the struggles.
Yeah.
Trying to drop some knowledge on y'all.
So, every December, people begin to make their New Year's resolution. They make a commitment to do something different in order to be more successful, skinnier, married, or something. In church, they say, write your vision and make it plain. But what if you don't know what your vision is? Today, we will talk about how to be a purpose-driven teenager in 2018 and beyond. We will discuss ways to make a positive impact in your school and community, how to choose good friends that will support your visions for a great future, how to avoid the crime if you live in a poor neighborhood, how do you get good grades when your classmates aren't interested in learning? It's too late to make positive changes if you are in high school. Stay tuned and find out, but first a commercial.
Stand Omnimedia, a diversified digital media brand with a mission to uplift voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Learn more by visiting www.wordoustand.com.
Okay, so the next song we'll play will. Oh, the next one we'll do is Kid Ink, Hell and Back. So.
Take it to the ground. Don't too many make it coming through our town. Looking for a detour, nowhere to be found. When the pressure's on, seems nobody's around. But I won't let them see me sweat. Yeah, it took a little time, but can't really be upset. Long way to the top, I could barely see the steps. Yeah, they sleeping on me still, but I barely need the rest. See me standing here, head high, face up. I don't need no x-ray, show you what I made up. Tell them I pay my dues and you could check the pay stub. Never had a chance, so I had to go and make one. Say something. You can tell them that I've been through hell and back, but I'm home. Can't really complain when it's the life that I chose. Sacrificed it all and everything that I own. Say, what doesn't kill me can only make me stronger.
You can tell them that I've been from hell and back. When the heat is on, I fire back. In the cold world, where your light is at.
Can you feel the heat? The block is hot as ever in these city streets. You only get one shot, keep your arms steady. They tried to make me wait, but I'm more than ready to go and get mine. Grind like a inline skater, check your wristwatch, you'll see that. This time is my time and I don't need no invite to the party. Got rollover minutes and it feels like my calling. I'm doing what I can with a whole lot of drive, trying to make my own path, take a chance, can't sit and worry about no 5-year plan, gotta live for the day, cause I could die where I stand. Tell them, you could tell them that, I've been through hell and back, but I'm home, can't really complain when it's the life that I chose, sacrificed it all and everything that I own. Say, what doesn't kill me can only make me stronger.
Tell them that I've been from hell and back. When the heat is on, I fire back. In this cold world, where your light is at.
And we are back. So today, the first segment we're going to go over is, do you want to change? So for me, a change is kind of something that, you know, you might not like it about yourself, or is this something you want to, like, improve on? That's what change means. So Is there anything, Chief, for you that you want to change?
It really depends on, like, the context, to be honest. Because if you're like, I think nobody should really change for, like, a specific person. Like, you are you for a reason, and you are, like, you're you for a reason, and you really just, you just have to shape yourself in the way that only you want to. You shouldn't really shape yourself because somebody else told you to, or somebody else wants you to, or you're trying to impress somebody. It really should depend on you as a person.
Right. For me, change is not something, as I said before, change is something that doesn't necessarily need to happen, but you might want it to happen. And for me, and one thing I say is that as you mature, you notice changes to happen. So needing change is really, so change is really something as much as a need is more so than a want, if I say.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, is there anything that you might say that you say you want to change about yourself? So for your New Year's resolution, is it something that you want to change? And for anyone else out there that might want to get into this conversation, before the next song we'll play, I will give out the number so that you may be able to join us and get into this conversation. And for anyone else who wants to, we'll give you the number, hit it up, and we get to go on a show with yours truly and our newest person. So, but yeah, is there anything you think you might want to change?
Like New Year's resolution?
Yeah, New Year's resolution, what do you think you want to change?
Oh, man. I would say I talk too much sometimes, not all the time. But, I tend to explain things.
Yeah, that's
like in way too much detail. Like I would like say something and they get it, but I don't think that they get it, and I'll just keep explaining it over and over again.
And I had that certain thing. I think one thing that I might probably change about myself, now you may not know this, Keith, but I'm gonna change about myself. I would change my shyness. I know it doesn't seem like it, but with certain things, I am very, 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 very shy. So that is one thing I would like to change, and so I can have more confidence in everything. But as I said, change is really something that I want, and I want to change and get rid of kind of my shyness.
I used to be shy a lot, and I still am pretty shy, actually.
But it's only one certain thing that makes me, and that's the only thing. Other than that, I'm not really, like, shy.
If you're like, for someone who's like real shy, and you don't want to be shy, because there are people who want to be shy.
Yeah, but there's people who want to be shy, because some people actually, and this is actually something I've learned, some people actually think that it's actually like cute and adorable to be shy. Some people think it's actually like adorable to be shy for a person to be shy. I've never like thought of it as that, but actually like if that's your preference and you like people who are shy, then that's you. I mean, you can't really stop anybody from doing it.
Shyness, any personality, if you really think about it, except for that, that's a distance.
Now you can't say that because there are some people who actually do like that type of stuff. There's some, not saying anything wrong with it, not saying something wrong with it, but I mean, it's some people who like it. So, I mean, depending on the personality of the person, but as I've learned, a lot of people do like shy, females, or a lot of females might, or shy men. But we're not going to discuss that. But it's like, it's really more so the fact that the only two things that made me shy is, now y'all get to learn more about me. I'm very shy when it comes to meeting new people and
I think that might be for, well, I don't know about the female thing, but that might, I mean, I think meeting new people.
Meeting new people actually does make you shy, though.
Yeah.
But the female part that I'm not, that's something I can change it, but the meeting new people part, I don't really know if I can change it. Well, I can change that. The shyness for females, nah. I don't want to change that, because some females actually find that very, like, adorable. Because I'm just a adorable person.
I think shyness for meeting new people, and shyness in general, most of that stuff could be not exactly, like change, but you can get used to like not being shy by like practicing over and over again. Right. Like I learned from growing up that like speaking to people, like not really forcing yourself, but like kind of like making it like
not kind of like a test. In a way.
Trying to make friends, you know, like in a new environment.
Yeah, like go out of your way to actually talk to somebody.
And that goes for like meeting people, like, you know, and all that stuff. And what's so messed up is that with the way that our generation is, or with the way that some generations go, a lot of people, you have that one person in school that you love, you know, like is really shy and you don't really talk to anybody. And so I've been in situations like that, and I've actually befriended that person. But then again, it's like some people think of it as they think of that person as like if they're too shy, or they don't really talk to them.
There's something wrong with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they think something's wrong with them. No, they just don't. They might just either don't like new people or they're just very shy. And I've actually gone to gone up to them formally, but I walked up to them and I've introduced myself and I've befriended them. And you know, befriending people who you know might not have as much confidence actually helps their confidence out a lot. And actually, especially for those who really need the confidence boost, because there's some people who really, really need one.
Yeah, confidence boosters and like ego boosters and all that stuff.
Right.
It helps everybody, like whether you're a good person or a bad person, or someone who's in the middle. I mean, stuff like that, like a good pat on the back, like hey, I like your shoes, or you're a really nice person, like or like a high, even like a high in the day. Like I've heard, I mean, there have been times where I went to school and I said, "What's up, Mr. Mr. Davis or Miss Davis?" And you know, they was having a bad day or a bad morning, I guess.
Yeah.
And you know, that hi, how are you doing? That conversation.
Yeah, that's actually happened a few times. Like you always got like that one person or that one thing that like you know that one nice person it might actually like help you and like cheer you up for the day, like. That might just be your motivation to, like, you know, cheer up and actually, like, try to have a good day. And because I've actually, like, I've done that, too. I've actually done that to a few of my teachers and a few of my friends, too, because some of them, like they didn't have the day, but might have woke up on the wrong side of bed, as you said. Might have woke up on the wrong side of bed. And I just talked to them, like, what's up? And I asked them, like, what's up? How their day, how was their morning when they woke up? And, like, actually, like, sat down. Cause, like, have you ever, like, sat down and, like, talk to somebody, like, not just to someone of our generation, like, actually, like, sat down and talked to someone, like, older. Like, had an actual conversation about, like, whatever.
Oh, shit, multiple times.
Like, and it's so interesting, though, and it's so interesting, because it's like, you learn new stuff. Like, you start to learn a lot of new stuff.
That's my reason most of the time we're talking to, like, I'm about, like elders, not, like, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s.
We're talking about, like, elders.
Like,
sit down with, like, and I actually had this, you know,
conversation.
I had this thing that one of my peers gave me. He literally told us, like, if we have like, a family gathering, go to, like, one of the oldest people and, like, just sit down and have an actual conversation with them and record the conversation. He wanted us to record, this is my history teacher, and he wanted us to record the conversation. Like just sit down, like, with your grandparents and just, like, have a, like, good conversation. See how their day is going and all that. And that's another thing that I want to say, like, It's good to do that, too. With a lot of adults, it's good to, like, you know, sit down with them, like, have a chat with them, see how their day's going. Because a lot of adults, like, they might not be having a good day.
At all, yeah.
Yeah, just, like, being able to just talk to some adult and, like, make them feel better might help you out in the future. They might help you out in the future, because then the situation might be reversed. Like, you're not having a good day, and they talk to you. They want to talk to you and see how your day's going and help each other out. Like,
no. And it's not just like with adults. It's like
it's with our generation, the youth generation.
Yeah, it's like with like our generation, adults, kids,
teens,
anybody, yeah. Especially teens. Teens go through a lot.
Especially teens. Yeah, we definitely go through a lot of stuff that people that we just. It's not more so the fact that we don't want to like we really tend to like hide stuff. Like we really tend to like hide away the bad stuff that happens to us.
Yeah, because it's like at the, like when you're a teen, it's like. People are looking at you like either a man or like a kid, and it's either a man or a woman or like a child,
like because you have some teens who have like they may be a teenager but have a childish like thing about them.
That.
But here's the thing: some of the people who have a childish thing, they might have it for a reason, like you know, because some people they might not be as mature as other people. Because some people don't mature as fast, and you always have those. And as I was growing up, my mind actually started to develop into a much mature thing when I was around, like, maybe 12. Like, I was around 12 o'clock. Like, not 12 o'clock. Around 12 years old.
And like people would ask me, they're like, oh, what do you want to do? What do you want to do when you grow up? I told them what I wanted to do, and they're like, oh, do you want to go to college? I'm like, yeah. And I literally like told them and listed off the colleges that I wanted to go to. And as a 12-year-old thinking about college already and thinking about your future, that's pretty amazing. Like at 12 years old, that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of 12-year-olds, you know, talk about it. And for someone of, especially of our color, to talk about something like that is like shocking to some people, but very proud for your parents because they know that you already have set up a plan. Like they already know you know what you want to do when you leave high school. Because I told my mother when I leave for college that I wanted to go to college. I didn't want to be in DC for college. I love DC, but I just don't want to be in DC for college. I want to be somewhere else.
I understand you want to travel around and
I love to travel. Like me, I love going to places. Like especially for, like I love going somewhere. I'm like one of those people who doesn't really like to stay in one place, like stay home or stuff.
Yeah,
like I like to like go around and like have fun.
Yeah, that's how it feels for me too. I really can't stay. I mean, you know, when it comes to like home and all that stuff, I don't want to keep moving around. But like, you know, going somewhere for like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks,
yeah.
Not actually probably about 2 months.
Yeah,
but
I'm somewhere for like almost like a good while.
Yeah, to like travel around and all that stuff and see the world, because you don't want to stay in that one little like bubble that's in. You want to, you know, stretch out and see everything for what it is, so you truly understand. Like what your meaning and what the meaning of everything in life is.
So really quick, I guess if we want to, we can head into the next song. But before that, two things. One, Ms. L, she actually had a tip that she wanted to give us. If you remember, she wanted to tell us the tip.
Right.
So what's a tip, Ms. L? And thank you. What's a tip that you wanted to give to people who, you know, have a new resolution, but you know, might not actually follow it?
Yeah. Thanks all for having me on the show today. I just wanted to share this little tip that I've been working on for the past month or so. You know, I have some stuff that I need to be doing, you know, particularly physical therapy, right? So in order to get myself to do those things, I'll either reward myself or take something away. So I was telling Jay and I was telling Kay here in the studio, you know, when I don't do my knee exercises, you know, the next day at work, I don't get to have my tea at lunch. And then I'm reminded, you know, of not doing my exercises the night before. So, you know, the next night I end up doing them. And then I can reward myself with that tea. And it feels really good in the middle of the day to take that, you know, tea break. And I would usually have the tea anyway, but it feels really good to have the break and have the tea.
You feel like you earned it.
That I did something like really
right.
I was supposed to do anyway.
Right,
I just want to share with people, you know, always.
Yeah, that's something that's something you definitely do. So, going into this last thing I want to say is I'm going to start this next song up. This next song is Key Lime OG by Rico Ness. So as I said before, if you want to call in, you know, our guest call-in number is
646-787-8623.
So let us know if you want to call in, you know.
We'll have that.
And again, if you didn't hear it, for those who are just the number to call in, the number again is 646-787-8623. We will be back in a little bit to talk about our next segment. So don't go anywhere. This is Jay and Kay, and we will see you guys in a few minutes.
You a wannabe who wannabe, I'm only about the karma. See me in the street on any day, I'm really about that drama. And you know I keep the heat on me, ain't talking about the summer. Smoking key lime OG, and this car got two seats. When I hop out, it dang, you can smell it on me. Handle that shit myself, I ain't gonna call police. Keep that bitch on a leash, or keep that bitch from around me. Yeah. Walking with an attitude, like what's the problem?
got two seats. When I hop out, it dank. You can smell it on me. Handle that shit myself. I ain't gon' call police. Keep that bitch on a leash. Don't keep that bitch from round me. Smoking key lime OG. And this car got two seats. When I hop out, it dank. You can smell it on me. Handle that shit myself. I ain't gon' call police. Keep that bitch on a leash. Don't keep that bitch from round me. Yeah, yeah.
I got the G-Pen in the booth with me. Mad, bro?
Most of the time when these people be talking, I don't even hear them. They talk and they talk, but I do not hear shit when I'm near them. I swear to God that I came up. Same stuff, never changed up. Taking shots, get your aim up. Wanna play, get your game up. And I see you hating, so you know I gotta ask. You mad, bro? I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? I said, tell me what you mad for. Tell me what you meant, fuck. Yo,
and it's quite apparent that everybody gonna talk. They all got something to say. I bet you can hear it loud, cause I'm up in your face. And everybody goes nuts when I'm up in a place. It's K-Flum or Kevin, whatever you want. And I'ma eat the beat up like it's dinner or lunch. And I be looking at my clock, man, my timing is a shit. And you got it in a second, well I got it in a jiff. Killing all y'all like I got it on my hip. Didn't bring a fuck, I forgot it in a whip. Met a bad chick cause I got her off the strip. And she talk about my dick cause she got it on her lip. Got a few girls in the gym. When it hit the city, I'ma see him. Roll up with my homies in the gym. Probably bringing drama like a BM. Get your girl taking call Liam. Yo, I be so beat up, you can call me Sharkeisha. Since I dropped that, everyone wanna feature. Been in the game and you watch from the bleachers. I'm out with your chick and she buying me sneakers. Hottest white boy that you ever seen. Working hard trying to get a house with a mezzanine. Never liked school, always been a C. I like what I see, I got better needs. And you mad, most of the time when these people be talking, I don't even hear them.
I don't.
They talk and they talk, but I do not hear shit when I'm near them. I swear to God that I came up. Same stuff, never changed up. Taking shots, get your aim up. Wanna play, get your game up. And I see you hating, so you know I gotta ask. You mad, bro? I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. I said, tell me what you mad for. Yo, yo, you mad, bro?
Round two, no boxing match. And whatever I get lots of that. I'm not cocky, dog, I'm sure of myself. And I'ma keep getting money like I'm suing myself. Damn, I sound like half of the guys. That'll make you believe half of the lies. Half of the time, I don't be hearing that shit, homie. I cannot lie, I cannot lie. I can just tell you the truth. I can just tell you a soup. I'ma keep all the bread for myself. I'm a cool motherfucker, I don't need no help. And still, they say that I sound like Drake, but I disagree. I've been doing this for like 6 years now. I'm pretty sure that it's me. Yo, wait a second, think about it. Cash and checks, my ink pronounces. Get the wax from sticky ounces. I love my girls, but I need a bouncer. Pull up to the show in the Tahoe. And you never see me caught up with the 5-0. And you never get less than a live show. Hi, I'm Kevin Flum, and I put that on a Bible. Gone. Most of the time when these people be talking, I don't even hear them. They talk and they talk, but I do not hear shit when I'm near them. I swear to God that I came up. Same stuff, never changed up. Taking shots, get your aim up. Wanna play, get your game up. And I see you hating, so you know I gotta ask. You mad, bro? I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? You mad, bro? You mad, bro? Tell me what you mad for.
And welcome back. First for a commercial. The Future Foundation, a 501e3 nonprofit that that teaches social justice advocacy, community organizing, and resource for generations of adults ages 13 to 21 and their families. Our programs are free and we have food. You also get community service hours for participating. Find out more by visiting www.thefuturedc.org. What is up, guys? We are back. So the second segment we're going to be talking about is, what do you need to change? And, well, actually, we went into that a little bit.
We can still go into it more if you want.
Yeah, we can. We actually can. So what do we need to change? So when I think of what we need to change, it's like something that you might not like about yourself or something that you want to improve on. So something, as I said before, if you guys in here and you're just joining in, first of all, if you're just joining in, it's Jay here, and I got a new person here, Key. I keep saying your name wrong. Sorry. If you guys don't know the segment for the topic for today, today's topic is New Year, New Me. So what do we need to change? So I think probably the one thing that I will need to change is my shyness. Now, if anything else would need to be changing, I would probably want to end up changing. What would be something else that I change? Do you think there's anything else I need to change about myself? Like that if I wanted to, if I said that I changed it, that I would actually need to change.
I don't think so. I mean, like bad work habits or something like that, you might need to change that. But I haven't seen your work habits on.
Out now. Oh. Nah. I don't have nothing else. Other than the shadows here, I don't really have nothing else. You got, so keep moving to you. What you got? What you got, man?
For me, I like to say that not all things that I don't like about myself, things that, you know, they're not really with
me. Yeah, as I said, the shyness isn't really a big thing that I don't know about me.
Yeah. But something that I need to change, and I say need because the more I improve upon it, the more the more successful I will be in whatever I do. The more more likely I would be to not fail in whatever it is I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like studying or something like that.
Right.
I think my organization needs to be changed because as an example, students and kids grow up and all that stuff and they go to school, the workload gets harder. It calls for more material, sometimes more money, most of the time more money, and stuff like that. And as I'm personally a senior from Thurgood Marshall, goes to college and all that stuff, like my organization really needs to be on top. Because once you change, from high school to college, all the weight for being successful isn't on the you or the teachers. It's just on you. And organization to me is that thing that would help me kind of hold my own weight.
So before I finish this off, quick announcement real quick. To those who don't know, if you guys know, your boy has been accepted into two colleges already. Today, your boy just got his third early acceptance letter. That's right. Today, I just got my third one. And the college I got accepted for the third one is West Virginia University. So shout out to West Virginia.
Let's go.
Going back into it. If you could come back over here. So, El, what do you need to change?
Oh, man. Apparently I need to speak louder. That's one thing they've been telling me in the studio. They make me get right up on the mic. Also, I think I'm just going to change my attitude, really, in general. I'm not the person that when things get hard that I put my head down and just do it. I'm the person that when things get hard, sometimes I pout. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
and
there's some people who do that.
Yeah, and I just want to change that. It is really hard.
It is
what I'm saying? First of all, because that's the easy thing. And because that's what I'm used to doing.
But I know that
I want to get to a next level. I want to get accepted to college next year.
I'm going to be like Jay and getting early accepted. And keep in mind,
only a junior. And I got to get college and actually have been blessed with the stuff that I have. And I have the smarts to do the things that I can do. So, I mean, I feel like I deserve the stuff that, like, the smartness, the college and everything that I've had, I've worked for it. I didn't just do stuff. No, I've worked for the stuff that I have. I've worked for it. I've done what I had to do to get my stuff. Kimani, I'm sure, I'm sure you have worked for all the stuff that you wanted to do. Like, everything that you have, you worked for.
Oh, you
earned yourself.
I feel entitled to. Entitled to. Every reward I get,
that's how I feel. Like, every reward I have, like, I just definitely think I deserve. So, and Ayana, so next up, Ayana. So, what do you think you need to change? So, first of all, please welcome Miss Ayana to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know that you need anything more than the desire for things to be better, right?
Right.
Some of the stories that I have heard, success stories, become popular and folks hear about, I'm reminded of The Pursuit of Happiness that Will Smith played in.
Right.
That brother got that job and he didn't even have any pants on, okay? And so, you were saying about being in the hood and all this other stuff. We love to talk about what we do not have, but we never really embrace what we do. Brain in your head.
That's why I said I'm good with the stuff that I already have.
The support right next to you.
Right.
We're looking for mentors to come that have money. Maybe you need a broke friend with just as much hunger in their spirit. Y'all can get money together.
Right.
I think we need to have a perspective to create the future that we want to see, right? So we do that all the time at the Future Foundation.
Right.
We can have an event and don't nobody got to come. It was lit, though, because we was there.
Exactly.
Food was cooked.
Exactly.
You know, every time, faithfully. We've had Harry Potter in the hood, and it might not have been 850 people.
By the way, Harry Potter in the hood, that joint was good, because I didn't get to come to it, sadly, but I was there at the end of it.
You came at the end to take the food. That's what that was. You came at the end for the leftovers. But it just goes to show that as long as you know what you're supposed to be doing, everything else is going to fall in line.
Yeah.
And I said, I was saying to some folks today, and I said it to y'all, do what you were called to do, not what you see other people doing.
Yeah, and one of the things that I see, like, that I've done, like, my entire life. I've never done something that someone else has done. I've always done my own, not just to say my own thing, but, like, to do what I need to do to know that I need to, like, get this done. Like, if I know that I'm on my grind to do what I want to do in life, and there's those people who, like, you know, might want to try to slow me down, I'm not going to let them slow me down. I'm going to continue to do what I got to do or continue to be on my grind. That way, as you heard, I know myself, and I know I'm not going to allow myself to stoop to a lower thing. Not only me, but my friend won't allow me to stoop that low. My family isn't even going to allow me to. So it's like, what I'm going to do to keep myself is every time that I've seen myself. So, like, I'm going to get back to when she has something to do. Like, if I know I have something to do, or I know that I make a New Year's resolution to do something, and whenever I stray off of the path, I'm giving myself a punishment every time I stay on my path. So, like, my New Year's resolution this year is to continue on my path. It's to just continue on my path of doing what I always normally do, and that's just to do what I normally do is just live until I can't live my life. Just to live my life, just be proud of the stuff I've been given. Just because there's a lot of people who, you know, there's a lot of people at my age who, you know, are, you know, like, may not even have a life, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of them lose their lives at, like, a young age, you know? And it's, like, sad. It's sad to, like, there's people my age, you know, doing bad stuff when they could still be in school. Like, you're my age, you can be doing, like, so much better stuff, but you're straying from the wrong path because you saw somebody else doing it. And that's not something I see myself doing.
What do you think? That's, like, the only option you have.
Yeah, and it's like you feel like that's when your back's against the wall, the only option you have is to just go to the streets, and that's like one of the options. Like, and that's not a good option. Like, it's not a good option, and two, the streets is always going to end up like hurting you in the process. And that's just how I see it. Don't allow myself to steer from my path, you know. And even with you, not even just, yeah, this is your last year, but once you get in the college key, how are you going to continue on your path? How are you going to continue on to your path? Because you're a senior already, and you're about to leave this year. So
what are you going to do to continue your path going on into college?
To be honest, that's been a question that me and really my family, too, have always been asking. Like, they said, Key, you know, that's not really my name. You know, they're going to say Key or whatever. Like, once you get into college, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay with your major? Are you going to change major?
I know I'm going to stay my major. But what do you think what do you want to major in when you go to college?
Business.
You want to do business?
Or somewhere in business, yeah.
So for me, I'm going to do something that a lot of people may not see as a good idea, but a lot of people who know me will know that it's something that I definitely would want to do, and it's a good idea for me. And that is, I'm going to be majoring in music and doing a minor for theater. Now, some people think of it as like too much work. They don't think of it as too much work. But for me, I love to give myself challenges. I love to give myself so much work because I always have been known to, you know, get stuff done, especially if it's a challenge. I don't back down from a challenge. I don't ever back down from a challenge. And that's one thing about me that I would never change about myself, is I have a never back down attitude. I will never, like, I won't give up. Like, no matter what, I'll stick through to the end. I will. Like, that's something I've always known. That's always something I've realized about myself. My friends have realized it. And even Ayana and Elle have realized it, too, that I have that attitude about me. Like, I just have that aura that just shows that I don't back down from nothing. And I don't just take stuff. Well, I don't take anything. I don't take disrespect from people. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I don't really tolerate a lot of stuff, going, especially directing towards myself. And just, yeah. So, with that, Key, if you will, just let them know about our next song, which...
The next song,
actually... if we have... Yeah, I guess we can do that. So, yeah, if you want to let them know the next song, and then we'll do... our next song... This song is about to play. It is one of our favorite songs. And if, you know, you always have those songs that, you know, when you hear it, you just start to, like,
turn up.
And this is one of those songs.
Our next song is Lean Squad, Get Right.
So, we'll be back in a few minutes to close out the show. So,
Retro! Retro! Look! I just been walking around with a chip on my shoulder like I'm in a maze. Dressing my hair like I'm Booker T. Booker T could never ever keep up with my place. I switch it up like a night and a day. I pray these chicken nuggets go away. I drink these bottles and dip up a day. I put a bottle up just for display. I do not play when it comes to these bars. Shutting it down when I step in the yard. Mercury, Saturn, and Jupiter, Mars. I play the drums but I can't play guitar. I keep the bands in my hands like a bank. Do what I want, I don't care what you think. Leave a chicken nugget under my sink. Thought I was crazy, so I got a shrink. Woo! Hey, I play the back, not the front. And I put up just to start. 808 kick like a 100-yard punt. Slamming these hoes like a dunk. I just put up with the work. Hop on the track, go berserk. I split a check with my team. Stacking the cash like a clerk. Tell me who better than. I'm walking around like the president. Lee Squad is all that I represent. We can't be stopped and that's evident. I'm undercover because I am cold. I got some tissue just to blow my nose. If my clothes dirty, then I wash my clothes. I got my hair if my hair start to grow.
Turn the club to a dump. Donald Trump, man, chop, man, hearted grand, heat, fan, beat, stand, skin, stand, pat, pan, boogie, man. We just came in to get right. We just came in to get right. We just came in to get right. Least want to call on my back. We just came in to get right. We just came in to get right. We just came in to get right. Least want to call on my back. You say you want heat, so I'm coming through, feel like the summer hit. Black headband, black shade, so you know it's lit. People talk, so I let them talk while I eat my chip. Kick my feet up and re-up on this money grip. Money grip, gripping on some potato chips. Call a Uber, don't call a Lyft.
lip. Not a waiter, don't need a tip. Ice cold, but don't never slip. Catch me leaning, but don't never sip. Started thick, so I had to grit.
Damn!
Started thick, so I had to grit. Call your friends and I'ma call my friends. We can party on the weekend. Maybe party every weekend. Eyes low, cause I'm cheapin'. Shades on like I'm Diddy, man. Money hungry, getting greedy, man. Got my team, I don't need you, man. Circle small like a minivan. So much heat, I'm gon' need a fan. One more day and I'ma be the man. John Cena, can you see me, man? Was the girl, she was special then. Cause now she mine, now she on my team. So damn fresh, I gotta keep it clean. Always fresh, call me Mr. Clean. No ball head, but I do my thing.
Bump, yeah, stomp, yeah, crump, yeah, turn up, yeah, slump, yeah, jump, yeah, turn the club to a dump. Donald Trump, man, chump, man, hearted, grand, heat, man, beat, stand, skin, stand, pat, pan, boogie, man. We just came in to get right. 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 We just came in to get right.
We just came in to get racks, but you just came in to get jacked. We done came up from the mud, stacked it up, got them bands and your girl drooling all on my lap. Be not in retrospect, or they my kin. We some hunter hunters, nigga, no net. And I will hunter hunter, but I only do tens. All I want is the four ends, put that in pen. I want it all, I want some Gucci, what's out the draw? Back it up, don't give a damn about the cost. I'm so damn icy, I need something frost. I raise them loose like I'm long for. I flex so damn much, I'm so exhausted. Your girl on the phone, but she's so damn lost. I'm making my canvas like Bob Ross. Damn, I can wait to bed. So lose your lame ass man. What's your name, eh? Well, girl, I'm dirty dead. Retro so retro like Vega. He move the bands like a Zeta. He with the cannon like Mega. My whip so dark like a Vader. I might just pick it like Vader. I just got me some ball, man. I get big teeth like Obey. Boy, what the hell is you saying? Run up, get done, I'm about to leave you laying. I'm only showing up if you pay. Crush your girl on Christmas holiday. Death to the gossip, can't hear you hating. This why I go fucking Super Saiyan.
Bump, yeah, stomp, yeah, crump, yeah, turn up, yeah, slump, yeah, jump, yeah, turn the club to a dump. Donald Trump, man, jump, man, hearted, grand, heat, man, beat, stand, skin, stand, pat, pan, boogie, man.
We just came in to get right. We just came in to get right. We just came in to get right. We just wanted to talk about that. We just came in to get right. We just came in to get right. We just came in to get right. We just wanted to talk about that. The next song is Rod the God, Fairy Tale. I also like to repeat, if you would like to join the conversation, the guest call-in is 646-787-8623.
Yeah. Right. The guy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Look. See, I know you've been like kind of funny towards me lately.
I hope that this ain't a fairy tale. I wanna lick on your motherfucking skin, cause that shit be tasting like caramel. Life without you been feeling kinda strange. Well, I see that you doing very well. Ha, you looking very well. I miss the way your perfume smell. I miss the way that you blowed up my line just to make sure that I'm feeling well. I miss the way that you look in my eyes, and that's why I'm getting back with you, girl. Keep on talking about my chick on the side. She ain't fucking with you, girl. Tell your friends that they can be quiet. Me and you against the world. Me and you against the world. I don't give a fuck about no side chick. R. Kelly, you're trapped in the closet. Girl, you got me high like a pilot. I make nothing but deposits. Nigga played and he in trouble. I need my money on the double. Go party pussy like a bubble. She digging me just like a shovel. I know you remember them nights when we used to fall asleep all on the fucking phone. I know you remember them times when I hit it right as soon as we got fucking home. And I know that shit wasn't right. Talking to hoes and doing you fucking wrong. Now I'm on fucking own. Shit, I'm on my fucking own. I'm on my fucking own, you know? Shit. Don't think by myself, I too. You know? It's the guy. Nah, for real.
Time to wake the city up. Look, she keep on calling me psycho. Her mama was there, I couldn't hit through the front, so I had to sneak through the side though. I really hate that I broke your little heart, didn't really think that you would cry though. We break up the makeup, then break up again. Shit, it was a good try though, but shit, now it's goodbye ho. It ain't no motherfucking secret, breaking my heart up to pieces. I know the game, I should teach it, cause these niggas hate for no motherfucking reason. Yeah, believe it, whenever you go, I hate to see you leaving. Got me regretting and grieving. I like to take my time and beat up the pussy. Don't get no fuck in my phone, keep on ringing. Damn, I hope that this ain't a fairy tale. I wanna lick on your motherfucking skin, cause that shit be tasting like caramel. Life without you been feeling kinda strange. Well, I see that you doing very well. You looking very well. I miss the way your perfume smell. I miss the way that you blowed up my lines just to make sure that I'm feeling well. I miss the way that you look in my eyes, and that's why I'm getting back with you, girl. Keep on talking about my chick on the side. She ain't fucking with you, girl. Tell your friends that they can be quiet. Me and you against the world. Me and you against the world.
And we are, oh, and we are back. So, real quick, another commercial. Tomorrow.
No, that's me. No. I believe my baby.
What do you mean? Tomorrow we kick off the breakdown A. Tomorrow we kick off the breakdown. A 5-day winter break experience for future adults 13 and up. This event includes
the events on this flyer that I have in my hand includes get free film festival, which is a check out dope films, engage in doper discussion, and enjoy the dopest snack. That's going to be on 12 to 22nd.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, basically December the 22nd.
Tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow. The Kwanzaa Kickback, which is on the 26th. Do you sing, rap, dance, paint, or write poetry? Have you ever produced an artist showcase? Well, you're going to learn today. And that's going to be on the 26th. They're all going to be from 12 to 8 at each of their, you know, given times. Bitcoin on the block. We all want to secure the bag. Let's learn about all the ways we can bring wealth to our neighborhood. That's going to be on the 27th of December, again, from 12 to 8 p.m. Stay Woke Radio, which is the radio you're listening to right now. Learn what it takes to produce your own radio show and go on air all in one day. That's going to be on the 28th. And finally, on the 29th, Shakespeare on the South Side. We are recreating Shakespeare with our own spin, then performing them at our dinner theater closing celebration, 12 to 8 p.m.
It's gonna be lit.
They're all gonna be lit. I know I didn't say that.
Yeah, they are. They are. So the last topic that we have to talk about is how to change. So pretty much what we mean by how to change is how will you go about this change? So how do you go about change?
For my need to change, but like I said, I do talk too much. That's something that I want to change. But something that my first priority that I need to change, my organization. Since about ninth grade, I've actually used dividers and binders and all the, you know, organization key tools and all that stuff, you know, all the extra money that I have to buy. I mean, that I have to use on these dividers and whatever. I've used more organization tools. And that's all I've really been doing. In terms of, like, personal things, like, you know, maybe, like, gift cards or certificates or whatever, I put them all in folders, and I make sure I color code them to see which one is which. Like, for instance, for my college acceptance letters, I put them in one folder, and then I put my personal stuff, like my, you know, birth certificate or social security number, anything like that, I put that in another thing.
So, how I'm going to end up changing and... my need to change was, I believe, my shyness. It was definitely one of the things I needed to change. I'm going to actually start to do more stuff to gain a lot of my confidence, to, like, build my confidence up a lot. Even with my shyness, I'm just going to, like, push my shyness to the side and just suck it up and just do what I got to do. Especially if it's for a girl that I like, I'm definitely going to probably just suck it up and just tell her how I feel.
Yeah, because like we all said, in order to get rid of shyness, if you want to get rid of shyness, dog it out. Just keep talking. Keep going out of your way to not be shy.
Yeah.
Eventually get it.
Yeah, once you get to a certain point, the shyness will, you'll know, you won't even notice the shyness anymore. So, how will you go about your change?
You know, I've already decided it's really just going to have to be a day-by-day thing. I'm not making no big plans. I'm not promising anything, but I am going to look at, you know, what do I do every day? How's my attitude today? And if I start to notice, you know, it's a little funky, I'm going to just remind myself and correct it. And, you know, I'll find myself some little rewards around the way, along the way, and I'm hoping that, you know, that's just going to keep me motivated for the new year. If y'all have any more tips, if y'all, you know, want to see some changes in me, let me know, you know?
Right. Ayala, do you know if anything you or how you want to change, maybe? You might want to change?
Yes. For me, I don't got time for the mess. I said what I said 2017, and 2018 is, that's not my ministry. 2018, a lot of folks, see, British lady being rude, a lot of folks think that you're supposed to do the work for them,
right?
That you exist to do their work,
yeah.
In 2018, today, 5 minutes ago, that's not my ministry. I can't help you.
Yeah,
I gotta do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And if you feel like you can't get done what you're supposed to be doing, that's a personal problem.
Right.
I can point you to some resources. I can give you a little pinch of advice.
Ooh.
But it ain't my problem for
right.
real.
Right.
And you gotta solve your own. So that's not my ministry 2018. Not being worried about people, they ain't worried about themselves.
Right.
All right, so that's about all the time we have. This British lady keeps interrupting us, so we should just
very, very
now.
Rudely.
We should wrap it up now before she says something else, like 30
yep.
seconds from
yep.
now. The co-host Key.
So this is your boy Jay. We got Ayana and we got L, and we are going to end it off on note. So we're going to end it off with Forever Jones. He wants it all. So as you said before, this is Jay, Key, Ayana, and M signing off. We will see y'all next week. Thank you, Key. All right, here's the job.
That's a voice that cries out in the silence. Searching for a heart that will love him. Longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate. And longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. Bound down.
voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all.